Welcome to the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. Just like you, I'm an independent retail business owner. I love the home decor and gift boutique I co-own with my sister, but I don't want it to consume me or my life. Join me each week as I share lessons learned, helpful tips, and valuable information for your retail business and life. Whether you're buying your products or making your products, whether you're a $25K business or a $2.5 million business, I'm on a mission to help indie retailers work less, profit more, and grow. Let's get started on today's episode. Welcome to episode 211 of the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast, 10 bookkeeping tips for independent retailers. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I have recorded some podcast episodes on the topic of bookkeeping. But recently, I decided to go live in Master Shopkeepers to share in order what I think is helpful for people who are starting from scratch, or maybe for store owners who think that maybe they haven't implemented some of the recommendations that I offer in setting up their bookkeeping. With tax season upon us, I've learned that this is the time that store owners start to get stressed. They start to worry about what systems they don't have in place. And maybe I'm not doing this at the time that's going to set you up for success for tax season this year. But what I want to do is start to share some of the helpful tips so that you can prepare better for tax season in 2025. This is a lesson. It was a live lesson that I recorded in Master Shopkeepers. Now, we edited some parts out so that we could make it a little bit shorter and more concise, but I do think a lot of the information that I share is going to be helpful to so many listeners. Do not allow yourself to get overwhelmed. And if you are stuck with bookkeeping, I highly recommend that you listen to this once and then you go back and listen a second time. Or maybe take pen and paper or your GoodNotes app and your Apple Pencil and take notes, because I do share a lot of information in this episode. And if you're a Master Shopkeepers member, you're going to notice that I mention additional resources in the lab. That's the library of information that Master Shopkeepers have access to. If you aren't familiar with Master Shopkeepers, that's my mastermind group for brick and mortar store owners. It's a yearly membership. The application is open. It's usually always open. On occasion, I close it depending on my season of life, but it is open now if you want to apply to join. So I genuinely hope that this episode starts to help you set up success in your area of bookkeeping. Here's the live lesson that I recorded in Master Shopkeepers. I want to kind of start from the beginning on bookkeeping. And in the Academy, I have it pulled up on my phone. If you go to the bookkeeping, the financial bookkeeping module, I'm just going to kind of go one by one on six of the lessons here and then add a little bit more information or just things that I want to say about those steps to clarify and answer a lot of questions that come up around bookkeeping. And last year, after I did a hot seat coaching session with a group member, is when I actually went into this module and grabbed six of the lessons that I realized would make a good framework in terms of like, do this step one, do this step two, do this step three, because she was kind of stuck in this area. So I went into the lab and I took six of the lessons that I thought made sense in terms of putting them into steps. So the first one is, of course, and this one I will not back down from, where I tell you really the first thing that you need to do is to separate your personal finances from your business finances. And I mean like really, really separate. You should have a personal credit card and or debit card and a business credit card and or debit card, whatever it is that you choose. But you really want to make sure that you separate those finances, that you're not commingling. We're too inundated, too overwhelmed, too busy to sit there and try to separate personal from business.
And I don't want you to add an extra step. So let's just make it super clean and simple from the beginning. If you make sure that you're only writing checks or using credit cards or doing transactions for your business through business accounts, business checking account, business savings account, if you do profit first, multiple business accounts. But I really genuinely can't convey it enough that they have to be completely separate. And the reason is all of the reasons really come down the line with the additional steps that I talk about. That's first, separate, separate, separate. For me, there is no gray area here. Now, does that mean that on occasion, once in a year, maybe I only have my business credit card on me and I want to buy something and I end up using it, but I take care of that right away in bookkeeping. That might be one time a year, one transaction. It's really, really rare. So that's number one. And again, no gray. It has to be black and white. And I say that because it's going to serve you really well moving forward with your financials. I say it because I know how busy everyone is and how busy we are running stores. And I want to make it super simple and super clean from the beginning. Step two is, and there probably could be another step in between here, and maybe I'll add it. But step two is really, I have a sheet in there that gives you questions to ask a bookkeeper. But I know a lot of master shopkeepers DIY their bookkeeping, which I'm not opposed to. I DIY'd bookkeeping for a really long time. I'm not against it. But I recently answered somebody's question around bookkeeping in Master Shopkeepers, and I thought, I want to convey this again. And what I want to convey is, I'm not against DIY if you know what you're doing. I'm also not against DIY if your business seems to run really well and you can make solid, sometimes unemotional decisions from the information that you have from the way you do your own bookkeeping. Because listen, if you're happy with your business and you're happy with the way things are going and you're happy with your growth and you're like, no, I feel pretty good. I can, my mind can wrap itself around the way my P&L is now, and I can make pretty solid decisions from it, and I show a net profit, and I'm really happy with it. I am not suggesting that everyone has to get a bookkeeper. But on the flip of that, if you don't know how to read your P&L, if you don't know if you're doing things correctly, and there are lots of common mistakes that we as retailers do with bookkeeping, even when you DIY, if you're struggling to show a profit, if you're drowning in cash flow issues, I mean, I can throw out like all of the negative parts of the things, then I do think it's time to consider a bookkeeper in that case. Maybe it's time that you stop DIYing. Maybe DIYing isn't serving you, I guess is my point. So I'm not against DIY. If you feel like you do it well and it serves you, I am against DIY if you're struggling in your business. And then you come to me and say, and I don't know why. That's probably one of the contributing factors. So I'm going to answer that question moving forward in that way. Like, if it works well and it serves you well, it's okay. If it doesn't and you're struggling in business, it's time to reconsider. So then that would take me to step two in the lab, which talks about questions to ask a bookkeeper. I mean, this lesson could. It has a helpful sheet that you can download so that when you go to interview bookkeepers, you have an idea of the questions that you want to ask or that I think would be helpful for you to ask. The thing about working with a bookkeeper, and again, when I say these things, it's because I've made these mistakes or I've seen other shopkeepers make the mistakes and they're honest with me, and then I learn from it and I can share with all of you. But one of the common mistakes I see with hiring a bookkeeper is we think the bookkeeper is just going to do it all and they're going to do it all perfect without us involved. So I say it's a collaborative effort. Even though if you really hate the numbers and you despise the work, you don't have to do the work. But what I am going to tell you is that it's really important for you to not be hands off. you're going to want to log into their bookkeeping software. So hopefully they like guide you in doing this and teach you to understand QuickBooks or Wave or Xero or whatever it is that you're using, where you go in and you double check their work. I don't want you to leave it to them and then at the end of the year go in and realize, well, they took all of these transactions for PD Home and Garden and they assumed that they were repairs and maintenance, or I was buying things to improve my store space, and they put it into operating expenses when in fact it's a cost of good. It's a cost of a product that you brought, that you bought for the store that you're going to sell again. So in that respect, I think it's really important for you to double check their work. And if that means adding a reminder to your calendar or whatever reminders app you use to go into QuickBooks, for example, on the 15th of every month and just look to see that they categorized everything correctly. Or it means maybe your bookkeeper offers a 30-minute call every month, but you never schedule it. You're like, I don't have time. I'm not going to make this a priority. But if your business is struggling, I really want you to reconsider that and make it a priority and book that call with them so that you can ask them questions. Well, why did you categorize this? Or let them know. I would email my bookkeeper at times and say, hey, just so you know, these five transactions should be categorized this way. And moving forward, she knew what to do. Our bookkeepers don't know our businesses like we do. So they don't know how to categorize things all the time. They could make educated guesses. But what I'm saying is consider that they don't know it all. They are experts in their field and what they do, but they aren't experts in our business. So I think it's really important for you to create a system for yourself if and when you do start working with a bookkeeper to double check their work, to communicate with them, to get on a call with them, to make sure things are getting placed where they should be placed. And it often depends on like what the bookkeeper offers. Are they offering a 30 or 60 minute call every month automatically in your package? Are they categorizing and reconciling at the end of the month? So when I say categorizing, that means there's a transaction that happens, like let's say insurance. You get billed for your insurance once a year. That comes through your credit card, that goes into your bookkeeping, and then that gets categorized. So are they categorizing all of those transactions for you? And then at the end of the month, reconciling. And that just means they're just like balancing everything out. They're making sure that your ending statement, the ending balance on all of your statements, your bank accounts, your credit card, your PayPal account, match what shows up in your bookkeeping. They're just balancing it all out at the end of the month. So if I go back, that means they're categorizing everything, they're reconciling everything, they're generating reports, they're sending you the reports every month via email, and then they're giving you the ability to book a call. Something like that might cost you a little bit more. But let's say, for example, you're like, okay, I can categorize everything and I don't need or want a call every month, although I do recommend it. Maybe I just want them to reconcile every month. Maybe you're going to like dip your toe in the water, because I know a lot of it is, can I afford a bookkeeper? But what I'm finding is, can you not afford a bookkeeper is my question. So let's say, for example, they offer that service, I don't know, for $95 a month, just the reconciling. And you're like, okay, let me try that. And I'm going to have them teach me how to categorize so that I'm not having them do that work, but I do it. I'm in my numbers. I'm paying attention to transactions. I'm making sure they're getting categorized correctly. And then they just do the reconciling because I don't really know how to do that. So oftentimes with bookkeepers, you can customize a package that makes sense for you. And then you can grow from there. If your business, and hopefully your business starts to grow, then you can make the decision, okay, we have this down to a system. We've done this for 18 months. I feel pretty good about it. My business is growing and generating more revenue. Now I'm going to hand off the categorizing to my bookkeeper, and I'll pay them a little bit more to do that. So I hope I'm making sense, because I feel like we think it's all or nothing. And we can, depending on the bookkeeper, you can do that. There are lots of recommendations in the group for Bookkeeper. Just search Bookkeeper. COGS are a different beast, and COGS are really important. Those are your cost, that's your cost of goods. So if you're buying something on Fair, it's a cost of good. If you're paying for shipping to get that item to you, it's a cost of goods. If you're paying for a freight truck to deliver something on a pallet, if you're ordering at Atlanta's Market or Dallas Market, those are all cost of goods. And the reason why those are so important is because that's what's going to tell you your profit margin. And your profit margin is really just tells you what on the dot on every dollar is yours versus going away to bills and or to those products and the cost to get those products to you. And that's a whole nother lesson. But I want you to make 55 to 60 cents on every dollar. And 55 cents on every dollar means 55% profit margin. That's all it is. How many pennies on that dollar are you taking into your business so that you can pay for expenses and then pay for yourself? And I want that to be higher than what we typically see in retail. It's like 40 to 50%. I nudge everyone in the group to get up to 55, 60%. Because that's how I know you're going to profit more. That's how I know you're going to sustain your business better. This episode is brought to you by my free resource, Tools of the Retail Trade Resource Guide, a 28-page downloadable resource filled with software, tools, and equipment recommendations just for brick and mortar retail store owners. Learn what I use and what other store owners are using. Visit SavvyShopkeeper.com/resources. That's SavvyShopkeeper.com/resources and sign up for my newsletter to get the guide. So it's the COGS are really important in retail, and I want to make sure that your bookkeeper is familiar with that. And operating expenses are important too. There's a deep dive masterclass in the lab. It's called Cut the Fat. It is one of the best tools you can use to get more profit out of your business because it's easy for us to let those expenses go. But I want you to work with a bookkeeper who can look at your P&L, your income statement, and they're like, why is your website expense $7,000? That seems really high. So maybe if you're a $1 million business and you rebranded in 2023, $7,000 might be okay. But for somebody who's just starting out and they're bootstrapping their business, if I look at your P&L, I immediately know $7,000 or something not right there, or you overspent in that area. So it's just really important that you also find someone who knows or familiar with retail, because there are nuances and I'm going to be particular about it because that's how you learn about your business and that's how you profit more and grow, right? Work smarter, profit more, and grow. And then the next step, step three, is choosing bookkeeping software. And I'll be honest, I am not the expert here on bookkeeping software. I've never used QuickBooks. I'm not familiar with it. I've run polls in the group before. I would say 70, 80% of the group members use QuickBooks. Some use Wave. Maybe on occasion somebody mentions Xero, X-E-R-O. The majority use QuickBooks because accountants, that's what accountants prefer. That's what bookkeepers prefer. I also want to add that your bookkeeper doesn't have to be a CPA, a certified public accountant. Bookkeeping can be done without that certification, but a CPA might be more qualified, but it's just not necessary. It's another thing that I wanted to mention. So choosing your bookkeeping software, most likely if you start working with a bookkeeper, they're going to say QuickBooks. And if you aren't familiar with it, see if your bookkeeper offers some type of like initial training. Maybe they offer a one-hour Zoom call where they kind of like walk you through what the dashboard looks like or how to pull reports on your own. Take advantage of that. You're most likely paying for that service, but go ahead and book that call. You want to start getting comfortable here. You want to start learning. I will say that bookkeeping has come naturally to me from the beginning. It's my quirky, nerdy, analytical brain, On the other hand, taxes are a different beast. I hated them. They made me uncomfortable. And I had to really step into discomfort with my tax accountant for the past, particularly over the past year, but even the 2 years prior to that. I would sweat. I would get angry. I would get frustrated. I would feel inadequate, all of those things. So not bookkeeping, but taxes for sure. And maybe I'll come in here and do this on taxes too, but this is specifically for bookkeeping. But I share that story because I didn't like it. And maybe you don't like this, and maybe you want nothing to do with it, but I can't recommend enough. Just go ahead and be uncomfortable for a couple years. I was really uncomfortable with taxes. I feel like finally, after the past 3 years, I'm in a place that I don't hate it as much. I still don't love it, but I don't hate it as much. It's just going to be preference, and you're not going to know, and you're not going to understand until you actually, you know, step into the pool. And I guess that's what I'm saying, is some of you just need to step into the pool and figure it out. It doesn't mean that you can't change. It doesn't mean that you can't switch platforms. It doesn't mean that you can't switch bookkeepers. I have to find the person that works for me. And sometimes that means working with people to learn that, to find someone else. So let's see, what's next on the list? Learn the difference between cash basis and accrual basis accounting. I won't go into this. I would say go into the lesson to understand this. And this is something that you can have a conversation with your bookkeeper about. For me, it's not as important right now as it is to answer some of the questions about why I think bookkeeping is so important and why I think some of you, it makes sense to shift to a bookkeeper instead of DIYing or doing nothing at all. Waiting until the end of the year, you don't even have a spreadsheet, waiting until the end of the year to like grab all of your receipts and do all of that. It's just too much anxiety, too much stress before tax time, too much pressure on you. If you create a system where you're doing it every month, there's also a worksheet in the worksheets bundle that kind of walks you through the way my brain worked around bookkeeping every month, so that I held myself accountable and that I reconciled and that I categorized everything, because there are so many parts and pieces of bookkeeping. And I would wait until the end of the month, and then I would get overwhelmed, and then I would wait 2 months, and then I would get really overwhelmed. So the worksheet created the structure that I needed so that I could check off as the month went along. We're like, okay, I got that done. I got that. Like, I pulled all of my statements from all of the banks. That was one step. I categorized everything. That was another step. I pulled maybe another piece of information that doesn't get documented. Leslie says, I switched from QuickBooks to Wave this year at the recommendation of an accountant trainer with the SBA game changer for me. Yeah, so just pick what works for you. For me, it's like, I just want you to get the reports and have the information that you need to make really solid decisions in your business. I don't necessarily care what you use, but that you're using something. Step five is to create your own sample chart of accounts. So when I talk about a transaction that goes through your credit card, and then if you have your bookkeeping software synced with your credit card and it pulls all of those transactions in, when I say categorize, the category actually is placed into what's called a chart of accounts in your bookkeeping software. And if you open a bookkeeping or a bookkeeping software account, oftentimes those categories don't make sense for a retail business. And then you're like trying to put things in places that don't click for you. It just doesn't make any sense. But what I teach in that lesson is that you can actually customize your chart of accounts. Wave does the same thing. It gave me like a standard list. I customize that list all the time. I delete things, I rename things because I want it to click for me. It doesn't have to serve the accountant, it has to serve me. So don't be afraid to customize your chart of accounts so that when you're categorizing things and then you get your income statement, you look at it and you're like, well, what does that mean? I don't even know what that is. Have your bookkeeper rename it so that it makes sense to you. And then lesson number six is to become familiar with the profit and loss statement. So you see, it goes from like easy to the hardest. And I don't expect anyone to do all six steps in a day. There's no way, especially if you're starting from scratch. So what can you do to just start checking the list off? You're like, okay, in the month of February or for the rest of January, I'm going to make sure that I have a separate business credit card, that I open my business checking, or that I open a Relay account, for example, if you start using Profit First. And I open a Relay account and I'm going to start to make sure for the month of January, everything is separated. And then maybe in February, you take the next step. And then March, you take the next step. Because for somebody who resists this or feels uncomfortable in this area, if I were to ask you to do all six of those steps in 1 month, you would hate me, resent me. You would be drowning in all of your thinking and all of the roadblocks and saying it's not possible. So maybe take one step at a time. It's just really, really important. And I think it's really, really important not to beat yourself up before tax year this year if you're not set up with a good foundation in this area. I'm not doing this so that you beat yourself up. I'm doing this just to kind of answer some common questions and to let you know there's resources in the lab to get you headed in the right direction. I asked a question about data in the group this morning. And I have group members who have been in the membership for a couple years, and they're giving me like a 7, 7.5, 8. It takes time, especially with everything that we do. But if you can use this year to set yourself up for success before next tax season, how incredible will that feel to know that you're setting yourself up for success next year and that you won't feel the same way that you did this year? Ask all of the questions in the group too. Any other questions or any questions before I go? Some of you shared some great comments. If you watch the replay and you have questions, ask. If you're looking for recommendations, search the group. Ask other business neighbors that have retail brick and mortar businesses if you have a good relationship with them or if you're part of a chamber of commerce. Book a call. Just dip your toe in the water. And start, grab the worksheet that shows you all of the questions to ask and start to get a feel for who you might want to work with. I worked with a one-on-one client the other day and she was like, I need someone who's like a no-nonsense kind of person. And I'm like, then find that person, right? Like you won't know until you start scheduling the calls. I have calls scheduled this week for a one-off project. And I'm interviewing because it's important for me to find somebody who's a good fit. I'm not just going to take the first person that comes my way. I want to make sure that they are prepared for this project and that I'm going to be able to ask all the questions that I feel comfortable. Same with the bookkeeper. You want to feel comfortable with them. I've had people tell me I've had bookkeepers that made me cry, that shamed me, that made me feel bad. No, find a bookkeeper then who uses copy on their website that says, we don't shame you. Like, we're prepared to have these conversations with you. We're prepared to educate you and help you and nurture this relationship. So again, I just want to stress that yes, you can DIY, but if your business is struggling, you want a bookkeeper then who will also set up your I'm going to talk about this a lot more in 2024 and 2025, who will set up your cash flow statement so you understand what's happening there, who will walk you through the balance sheet so you can understand what's going on there. I've spent a lot of time teaching and educating on the P&L. Now we're going to grow into the cash flow statement and the balance sheet moving forward. So you have all of the resources that you need. For the other thing, the one reason too that I'm stressing data and this type of setup is because I just hear it over and over again that people will say, I make a lot of money in my business, but I don't have any money. And then you don't know why. So this is one part of the puzzle that's going to start to enlighten you about maybe why. But if you don't have the data, you're not going to understand what's going on in your business. And I think I'm just kind of at a point where I hear it over and over and over and over again, where I'm just going to stress to you, I'm not asking you to collect the data and build all of the data because I want to overwhelm you and ask you to spend a year on a project that you don't even know if it's going to help you. I'm saying it because I know enough over running my own business, working with one-on-one clients and knowing what's happening in the group, that it's the data that's going to give you the answers. Everyone, like people will come to me and be like, I just want answers. And I'm like, but do you have this to give me so that I can help you? No. Well, then let's start to set up the systems to create that so that I can help you. I can't help you. A bookkeeper can't help you. Your tax accountant can't help you. You can't help yourself if you don't have the information about what's actually going on in your business. And that's what I'm going to stress moving forward. And I know before tax time, this is what happens. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. So maybe this tax time won't look so pretty if I'm now that I'm teaching this class here. But use what I'm sharing with you to set yourself up for success next year. The other thing too is I have some big projects in the works really around data. And I know what's going to happen. I know people are going to say, you know, we have metrics, March metrics coming up month. I have a big project that I'm working on. It's so many times where people will say, I want to attend that class, but I don't have what I need. I wanted to be there, but I don't have what I need. I wanted to book your offer, which was an incredible offer I did on the Retail Profit Pie. I can't tell you how many people have told me I wanted to do it, but I didn't have a P&L. Get the information that you need. Please, please, please. If that's what you focus on this year, because I promise you, everything that I teach here is using that information to empower you to make decisions, to get your businesses to grow, to generate more revenue, to create more profit in that profit margin line. But if you don't have the information, it just becomes a real big struggle. If you have questions, let me know all the things. But I think this is a really good start heading into tax season. And again, hopefully this is even helpful maybe now for you. All right, everyone, have a great day. I'll see you later.